We've been talking a lot lately about school closures in the southern interior. School districts are considering closing Silver Creek Elementary near Salmon Arm, Armstrong Elementary, and as you heard earlier this morning, either the elementary or secondary school in Osoyoos. The community of Rossland went through all of this 3 years ago. They have since turned their closure into a success story. Rossland now has a learning center not connected to the local school district. Ann Quarterman is the operations manager for the Seven Summits Center for Learning, and she's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Now, we'll talk about the learning center in a moment, but just take us back 3 years. What happened in your school district?
They had a budget shortfall, like so many school boards have across the province, and needed to look at ways to save money. So they were looking at various school closures, and one of them was reconfiguring our schools here in Rossland. Now, we already lost one elementary school years before that, and so we had a group of us that got together, and we presented the community and to the school board to close our elementary school and make our high school a K-12 school. We'd done a lot of research, and we'd visited a lot of other K-12 schools, and we thought it was a solution that would keep K-12 in our community but save the school board a substantial amount of money.
And
unfortunately,
yeah,
the school board decided to make it close the elementary school and make it K-9 instead of K-12.
So, I'm sorry, they closed the elementary school or closed the high school?
They closed the elementary school and made the high school K-9.
Okay, I see. And so how did the learning center evolve out of that scenario?
Well, once that had happened, we, you know, thought long and hard as a group what we wanted to do. We also have in our community, we have what's called Red Mountain Academy, and they run, they bring in international students from all over the world that come and ski at Red Mountain and do Nordic training as well, and they weren't going to be able to do that out of the Trail High School. So they also approached us as Vision for Small Schools to see if we could provide something for them, and that's when we decided to try and do a grade 8 to 12 learning center.
Now, a grade 8 to 12 learning center, what does that actually mean? What happens at a learning center as opposed to a regular public school?
So we didn't have very long to work with. We only had 6 months from the time of the school closure announcement, which was in March, to be open in September. And to be able to create something in that short period of time, we actually partnered with an education provider that's already existed for many, many years called Self-Design Learning Community. And they provide the educational side of things. They are a distributed learning independent school in all of BC. And then we provide the facility. So we have a building here in Rossland, and some of their teachers work with us in that building. So we have a blended model where we have some of our programs are mostly online, but the teachers still do seminars with the kids, as well as the kids doing stuff more independently.
And is this recognized through the BC government in any way? What's the relationship between that and the Ministry of Education?
So it's an independent school that is funded by the Ministry of Education. So all our learners, all our students are funded by the Ministry of Education. I mean, that said, our funding is less than a public school would get. And then the kids, the families do pay a fee for running of the facility. So it is totally independent school. It's not a private school.
How much has the crossover been? I mean, how many students went from the elementary school and just moved over to the learning center? Was it a wholesale move, or did some choose to go to Trail?
No. I would still say the majority of kids still go to Trail for grades 10 to 12, and some decide to go down there in 8 and 9 as well. We have 44 students this year. Last year we had 47. So, yeah, it's not the majority of kids, but it allows those kids who want to stay in the community to do so, and also for kids who want a different model for learning. We don't just have kids from Rossland in our center. We have kids from Fruitvale and Trail. So, yeah, it's sort of become an alternative to what they're offering down in Trail.
Is it sustainable?
We're working on that piece still, but we're certainly hopeful. We've been doing it for 3 years now, and we've gotten very positive feedback in terms of what we're offering, and yeah, we're working on the financial side of it all the time, but it's looking very good at the moment.
And so when you hear concerned parents in, you know, the North Okanagan or the South Okanagan, as the case may be right now, what do you think?
I think you really have to communicate with all your community as a whole and really decide what's going to work best for you. That's one of the things that works for our center is that we have huge community support. We have a lot of community mentors that come in and give their volunteer time. Our students do a lot of volunteer hours within the community because we allow that within our flexible timetable. It's really what's going to work for you community as a whole and to move forward with whatever that idea is.
Do you think the kids in Rosslyn get as good of an education as kids who go to Trail?
Oh, most definitely. We have a student who finished a semester early who's been accepted to Queen's University on a full-ride scholarship. We have another student who graduated last year who's at Emily Carr Institute with a scholarship. So, yeah, they definitely get as good or better an education.
And good to talk to you this morning. Thanks for explaining this to us.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.